Again, it is wonderful to be with you all this morning. You know, talking about many mansions and heavenly dwellings always reminds me of the old story about a wealthy developer, let's say, from Sydney, who died and went to pearly gates. St. Peter met him and began showing him around. They found a magnificent estate with rolling hills and a marble palace. The developer asked, "Wow, who lives there?" And St. Peter replied, "That's for a primary school teacher who spent 40 years serving children, teaching children." Next, they pass a stunning villa with a private beach. And the developer asked, "And that? Who lives there?" And St. Peter replied, "That's for a nurse who worked the night shift in a public hospital for 3 decades. Finally, they reach a tiny corrugated iron shack with a leaky roof and a squeaky screen door. And St. Peter's and the developer asked, "Who owns that?" And St. Peter said, "That one is yours." The developer was outraged. "A shack? A shack? I built skyscrapers in Sydney." And St. Peter sighed and said, "Look, I'm sorry, mate, but we can only build with the materials you sent up here." As we gather here in a church that has stood as a beacon for 70 years here in this community, we find ourselves at a crossroads. 7 decades ago, when the foundations of this parish were laid, the world looked very different. Newcastle was the industrial powerhouse of the nation. The steelworks were humming, and the suburbs were expanding with young families full of post-war hope. Today, our congregation is smaller, the pace of the world is faster, and the midst of global uncertainty, economic shifts, international tensions, especially in the Middle East, and the rapid rise of technology can make us feel a bit like the disciples in our gospel reading this morning, troubled, confused, and asking, "Lord, where are you going?" In John chapter 14, Jesus is giving what biblical scholars call the farewell discourse. It is the night before Jesus' crucifixion. The atmosphere in that upper room was thick with anxiety. Jesus had just told them he was leaving, that one of them would betray him, and that one of them would deny him. When Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," Jesus is not offering a Hallmark card sentiment. Jesus is speaking into a room full of men whose lives were about to turn upside down. You know, my dear friends, in the ancient Near East, the father's house referred to an insular block of dwellings where a father and his adult sons lived together. When a son married, the father would build an addition unto the father's house. And this is the imagery Jesus uses. Jesus is not talking about individual mansions with golden gates. Jesus is talking about belonging. Jesus is saying, "I am going to prepare a place for you in the very heart of the family of God." Living here in Newcastle area, we know a thing or two about navigation. I heard a story about a man talking to a local fisherman. And the fisherman told about a time he was coming back from a long haul. And a thick, southerly buster brought in a sea fog so dense he could not see the bow of his own boat. He said, "I couldn't see the Nobis lighthouse. I couldn't see the Stockton shore. Everything familiar was gone." And the man asked him, "Were you not terrified? Were you not terrified?" And the fisherman laughed and pointed to his GPS and his radio. "No, mate. I knew the block on the other end of the radio at the port authority. I could not see the way, but I knew the one who did see it. I just followed his voice until I saw the break wall. I just followed his voice until I saw the break wall." That is exactly what Thomas, the disciple, is struggling with our verse 5 in today's gospel. "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Thomas wanted a map, but Jesus instead gave him a person. Jesus responds with one of the most famous I am statements. "I am the way and the truth and the life." For us here, in this time of 2026, this is our anchor. In a world of fake news and shifting moral sands, Jesus does not just point to the truth. He is the truth. In a culture that often ignores our seniors, Jesus offers life in all its fullness. The great C.S. Lewis once wrote, "Jesus did not die for men, but for each man. If each had been the only man made, Jesus would have done no less. He died not for man, but for each man. If each had been the only man made, he would have done no less." One time there was a Christian woman who lived in a suburb very much like this one. She had been a member of her church for 60 years. As she aged and her mobility decreased, she worried that she was no longer useful to God. She could not run the faith anymore. She could not teach Sunday school. One day, her young rector visited her and found her sitting by her window, looking at her well-worn Bible and a list of names from the parish. She told him, "I cannot do much, but I know the way so well that I spend my mornings walking it on behalf of others." You know, this woman, she spent 3 hours every day praying for every person in her street, for every child in that local school, and every leader in the government. And when she passed away, her funeral was standing room only, not because of the committee she led, but because she had become a dwelling place for God's peace in her neighborhood. She proved that you don't need to move past to be on the way. My dear friends, the Church of the Good Shepherd's 70 years of ministry presence in this community is not just about the bricks and mortar of this building. It is about the fact for 7 decades, people have found the way here. Jesus says in verse 12, "The one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than this." That sounds very intimidating, right? How can we do great works than Jesus? We do them by being His hands and His feet in a world Jesus is no longer physically walking in. When we support the local food bank, when we offer a listening ear to a lonely neighbor or a fellow parishioner, or when we simply live with an untroubled heart in a troubled world, we are doing the works of Christ. Before I close, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this one already. Remember the other fellow who went to heaven? Let's say a Newcastle bus driver and a local priest arrived at the gate at the same time. Saint Peter gave the bus driver a gorgeous silk robe and a golden staff. But he gave the priest a cotton robe and a wooden staff. The priest was a bit miffed and said, "Excuse me, Saint Peter, I preached the word for 40 years. This man just drove a bus down Hunter Street, Derby Road." And Peter replied, "Reverend, it's about results. When you preach, people slept. When he drove, people prayed." Friends, Jesus' promise is simple. He has gone to prepare a place for us. And He is coming back to take us to Himself. We don't need to see the whole map. We just need to know the guide. As we look forward to the next chapters of our ministry here in this beautiful corner of Newcastle, let us not have troubled hearts. Let us trust that the Father who has sustained this parish for 70 long years is the same Heavenly Father who holds our future. Amen.